see the crack.
That isn't good a cracker, though, to be honest, is a sunshine cracker, or the,
you need a cracker, it'll be failed.
So, when you were smaller, you know, they had a big cracker barrel, they weighed out.
Oh, yeah.
But that stuff came in a bulk?
A what?
Would you say they sold it, or would buy it in bulk?
In bulk, yeah, yeah. I was seen buying it at my uncle Ain't Daddy's sister runs store for 40 years, and they'd buy them in these big barrels, like barrels of flour. Mm-hmm. Take them, weigh them up, going into, what can do for you? I'll give them a pound of crackers.
Uh-huh. They just stick it in the bag and weigh it up?
Stick it in the bag, they weigh it up and say, 10 cents a pound. 15 cents too many? Too much? No, it's less than 15.
kind of different the price, huh?
Well, weighing them out, you know, not time to get a pound and a half. But I got exact pound and a half, 15 cents too much? No, that's why I left it there. Right. But they mark on that damn sack 15 cents, well, if they can get something else. Mm-hmm. Any quarter worth of sugar. Well, then they got 100 pound sacks. Mm-hmm. We have a quarter worth of sugar.
Then weigh it out for
you. Yeah. Lard, the merchant used to sell the world of lard, buying these 50-pound cans. I done. I sold in Kelsey one time. I owned a store up there.
You owned a store?
I did, but I'm done with that.
Really? What was the name of the store? Is it still there?
No, it's gone. The building's gone too. As long as my brother-in-law, her oldest brother, operated for years. Mm-hmm. He was a big sawmill man. And he laid out a sawmill, and that is, he run the mill, but his cousin and brother looked after him. He stayed in the stores, hell got bad, and he got time back and went to the sawmill and stayed with him. Mm-hmm. And let his uncle catch a storm and lost everything he had in, and he was away from him and charged out hay for it and sold to me.
How long did you have
the
store for?
I did about 2 years. I made a living. Mm-hmm. I bought it. Store building gone. I think he sold a lot. In fact, old Keller's enough fast gone. Ain't that enough better? But the post office.
Yeah, I think I drove through there a while back.
You did. It's gone. There used to be 25 grocery stores up in that place.
Right.
Yes, sir. And ain't but about one new post office the governor put up about 3, 4, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. All is gone. They got on the highway and they tried to get them cooperative. They voted on it yesterday.
What
did
they vote on?
Tried to get them and make a city out of it from right over here at this turn of the hill at the county line to over on the side what's called South Victoria side of Kelvin on the main drag on the 280. Mm-hmm. And they voted down 113 against it to 63 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is
that good that they voted down?
Well, everybody voted. Any man that lived in that jurisdiction, they voted. I saw a man this morning up here and I went by and unloading that garbage. Mm-hmm. I said, well, y'all be shit out of you. Damn right. Well, hell, some that they had to raise taxes on the property. They had to put another sales tax on it up there to pay the cop and had a mayor and councilman. Why, how in the hell could they figure on it? Even the federal government and the state said they'd put up a certain percentage of it. Well, they couldn't have done it. And hell, damn it, food sales on my life. Of course, I know that 5 or 6 of them would be that it got even cold out of it.
What's a, if you have a, like a little